When Satan comes in your life and my life, and he's here to see and seek out whom he may devour. So he told us to be sober, be vigilant. Be on the alert, be aware, be well informed, be well trained, be well developed, be well committed, be fully persuaded, be unchangeable. What I've said to you, swear to your own hurt and don't change from it. That's what God did. God gave us the truth. And I don't care who says what and what says who, he won't change from it. He called you to do the same thing. If God says you're healed, then you're healed. When Satan goes around and tell you that you're sick, he'll tell you that you're dumb. And he's talked it to you, he'll bring you up in a situation, a setting, an environment. And he'll tell you that, feed you that from the time you come out of the womb. He'll tell you that. And all your life, and I've seen it happen, most of all their lives, they'll walk around like they're dumb. I know. I experienced some things as a child growing up. And from experience, nobody wants to be dumb. Let me say it again. Everybody wants to be loved. You may be so hurt to you and the enemy done messed over you so that you think you don't, but everybody wants to be loved. Everybody wants to be appreciated. That's why they're doing this stuff, because Satan has devoured them to the point that they are thinking like him in that situation. But God says, son, it's time to pull the cover off of everything he's doing and call it what it is. He said, pull the cover off, shine the light, let people see. Because you, some area of your life, you're feeling about yourself. That's how you know, because I've been there and got stuff I'm dealing with now. You're feeling about yourself, and it ain't true at all. It's not true at all. What's true? What God has said about you? That's the truth. Now that's the truth. But you'll go around and tell people something about yourself ain't true. You know, I can't do this and I can't do it. No. The scripture didn't say that. The scripture boldly said, I can do. How many things? But it got you feeling that you can't. And because of that, we wind up doing stuff we ought not to be doing. We wind up living life the way we ought not to be living. We wind up getting in relationships and doing stuff we ought not to be in. And the devil says, see that? When you get in, see, that feel good, doesn't it? That feel good. Anybody in the house? You take your first hit on crack. Boy, you feel good. Whoa. But it doesn't tell you how cracked you're going to be on down the road. So, he said, don't be a fool. Don't be foolish. Don't trust in something that is undependable. You got three main enemies. We're going to deal with them. You have three main enemies Jesus mentioned. You know what they are? The world, the flesh, and the devil. I'm going to go through them again. The world, the flesh, and the devil. And he said, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Your adversary, the Satan, goes about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, right? Crucify the flesh. Don't even give the voice. And I have noticed dead thing don't talk. Dead thing don't move. Anybody here? If you crucify the flesh, then you won't be in fleshly sin. Come on. I said, so like I said, I gave y'all opportunity to leave. Didn't I do it? All right, okay, so don't get offended now. So, In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, I'm going to read this from the King James. I may have to switch over and do some of these things to help us out if I read them in some other. And I'll do it as the Lord tell me. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, I'm reading this, just this one, so we can get back to where we're going. He said, now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I will not have you ignorant. If you know why? Concerning spiritual gifts, I just want to make this statement. I want to get this thought. Concerning spiritual gifts, you need to know how they operate. Spiritual gifts, they're called gifts, manifestation. And he said, if you are ignorant of spiritual gifts, use another natural illustration to convey what I'm saying here.